You're listening to IdgitCast, Season 3, Episode 11, Mystery Spot. Hello and welcome. This is a special Noobentary episode. I'm John, and joining me is Paul and his wife, Darcy.
Hello.
Hello.
We also have Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And we have a guest for this episode. Please welcome Heidi.
Hello.
I should have said R instead of is. I caught myself, and I was like,
R is
bad.
Us, was, were.
That's bad grammar.
It seems like it was just like 5 minutes ago I was reading, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yes, I've been so good at getting my feedback in a timely fashion.
You sure have.
Oh, you're the best.
We appreciate it greatly.
Well, we've caught up to you, so just letting you know.
I know. Now I have to, you know, watch ahead and maybe send in feedback about this episode.
That might be a thought.
You most certainly could, but I don't know. She's here. It's pretty awesome.
I don't know. Maybe I'll write my feedback as we watch the commentary.
Perhaps.
Oh, and then this happened.
There you go.
Good plan.
It's just ha, 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 ha.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So as per usual, the way we do this is Heidi and I have seen this episode. The rest of the panel have not, so they'll be watching it for the first time. If you would like to watch it along with us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or what have you ready. Make sure that your recap is enabled, so that'll be the first thing you see when you hit play. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to start Mystery Spot. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
Then, it says. I'll say now when I see now, too.
Good.
Oh. Well, we got a couple of different things going on here.
This is what you're gonna become.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Boy, is everybody coming to this episode?
No.
Stop it.
Yeah, they feel like siblings. I'll start doing it in song. Doing a song. Do a song.
There is nothing in his mouth.
Yes, you do the little droplets sparking up from that if there was actual gurgle.
Well, also his throat's not moving.
That's a cute bra.
Yeah, it is. I'd wear it.
Dean is not usually so chipper.
Yeah.
Wait, why does he have a bra?
Just kept it.
Mistook it
for like a
trophy?
Sure.
Is this a bigger sense? No.
Dean's been whoring.
That's why he's so happy this morning.
I don't know what that is either.
We got some static going.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, it is about a mystery spot.
Yay.
Good call, Paul.
Thank you. Oh, bad luck.
Is that bad
Doris
luck?
Is so familiar.
Yeah, she does.
I wonder where she else she was in. Aw, that looks
Sunny.
Like one of my dogs.
Puppy.
Do you see your breath that much in Broward County?
So that girl's gonna come back.
She has to. Paid her a whole lot to say excuse me.
Excuse me.
We just had like 10 references to other shows. He just said The X-Files and he said Space and Time.
Yes. That's pretty. I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like this, like, music or noise or whatever is in the background.
Yeah.
Look at that horse's butt.
I just don't know.
It's a confusingly taxidermied horse. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Turkey dinner sideways.
At least it doesn't have maggots.
Yeah, it's like an art installation piece.
I know, this looks like an art house.
What? Yeah, what? EMF. EMF, you know.
EMF,
sulfur. Oh.
Yes, we're going to steal the turkey dinner.
Oh, damn.
Well.
Dean's dead. Now the show's all about Sam.
You're right.
Yay. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Is that good?
Hey, does he get out of the deal if he dies ahead of time?
No, I think he's on the way.
He doesn't have to tell.
I think he's already there now, eh?
Well, that took a downward turn from the happy.
It says.
Oh, my bad.
Uh-oh.
Groundhog's Day!
He actually had something in his mouth that time.
And there was bubbles.
Midget clowns.
Muppets.
me. Well, it must be bunnies or midgets, so there you go.
It's always one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
We had evil witches last week.
Getting them all in there. Waiting for the bunnies. You really need bacon with the pig in a poke? Because I'm assuming there's...
Pig.
Dean does.
There's pig in the poke.
Some sort of pig there somewhere.
It's in the poke.
Is he going to catch the hot sauce? There you go. Now Dean's not going to die. He fixed it.
It was all about the hot sauce.
It's always all about the hot sauce.
Don't go into that bank. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Wrong.
Oh, now
show.
My cat needs to meow because that's what happened right here.
Kitty.
Maybe they did pay her to say excuse me just a few times.
Yeah. That's right.
Then you died.
Oh, go ahead and say it. It's important. Kim Manners. Sorry, like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really safe to read the bottom of the screen, though. I mean, not necessarily for this episode. I just mean TV in general.
That was the last one.
Yeah, sometimes there are advertisements.
Sometimes even animated advertisements. Oh!
Whoa!
Interesting.
Huh. Okay, was expecting that this time.
And now Sammy's gonna have to go into therapy because...
Say it. I don't know. It seems to be pretty faded. Street, street. Dead? Yeah, dead. I didn't see that. Look both ways. Huh. Guarding the secrets.
God of mystery.
Yep. You look it. Crystal skulls. Gonna die in a weird way now.
Oh yeah, he is.
He's a. Well,
that was unexpected. I told you the rope wasn't strong enough.
What do you want, a Pulitzer?
Heated moment.
The first hour of the day has to be the most frustrating, just getting him to believe it.
Yeah.
Right. Start writing it down.
No kidding. Have you guys seen, oh, what's that movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore?
50 First Dates?
Yes. It would be like that.
I haven't seen it, but
she can't retain long-term memory.
She has short-term memory loss.
Yeah. I know the.
Yeah.
Poor Paul. He lives with me, so.
I know the thing. Yeah, I know.
He finally just makes a video.
Change things. That's it. Right. Oh, you already tried that. Last night. He's gonna choke on it?
Yep.
Nice call.
The slip of the shower.
That's my favorite.
You can die a lot of different ways in a hotel room.
No!
Oh, no! No! No, don't fight over an axe! No! No! Oh, no! Coffee.
And so he's been doing this 100 times.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
no.
Dog gonna kill him?
Oh no!
Yes, because you walk at the barking dog.
I also love like a killer golden retriever.
Yes, totally. A blog like that's a. Credential for his journalism.
Yeah. Captioners, spell it with two S's. No, three S's.
I love desserts.
I'd love to have some dessert.
What?
Dean didn't even die that time.
I know. Or it happened and we didn't see it.
No, it's a plot point.
All right.
You don't need to know.
Eat your breakfast.
In 24 hours, you won't know, so it doesn't matter.
Yes. Gun.
Yay.
Hey, it's the same one.
Have we met this guy before?
It's the same guy. The same trickster.
When did we? Okay, I don't remember.
He made the alien dance with the frat boy.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Remember that.
There it is. I love it in this version, Dean has no idea what's even going on.
Yeah.
Does the trickster know about the deal?
Well, he must.
Mm-hmm. And it's Back to the Future Day.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Ooh, it's a different song.
Yes, it's Back to the Future Day.
Yeah, it's a good day for that, huh?
It is Wednesday.
And it is Wednesday. This is freaking me out, you guys.
Oh, I love his bag.
Thank you.
Oh, that blood just like spurting out of there.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Ooh, I hope they end the episode right now.
And credits.
Yes, that'd be so good. Oh. Oh,
how about
God,
we're talking
about Rocco Demon.
We're getting the Sam Show credits, basically.
He's got a new cache of weapons.
Yes, Sam. Get it, Sam.
See, you could do that.
Did he get, like, an apartment?
No, he's just going from motel to motel.
And he's carrying an answering machine with him?
Yeah, I think that was just supposed to be on his cell phone.
Voicemail service, yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a...
Yeah, it did. The way that it beeps.
Beep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, mine certainly doesn't sound like that.
That's just TV shorthand language they're trying to, like...
I understand shorthand language.
I get it, but I don't like it.
Fuzzy Bear!
Waka waka waka, Sam.
That's not Bobby.
It's the Trickster?
I bet it's the Trickster.
And not a small person like Jonathan.
What about a little pig?
Nope, that won't do it either.
It's hard to kill a pig.
Leave me alone or I'll bitch face you to death.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. That'd be an awful way to go.
That was probably one of the however many times Dean went.
I know, he doesn't have a great beard yet, you know?
I'm 50 years old. I might as well be put out to pasture.
Yeah,
kill me. I'm so old and tired.
Do it now, you idiot.
Okay, kill me.
He's only ever called a midget once so far.
I know. I feel like our name is a bit of a misnomer, but maybe...
You guys, we have 10 more seasons to go, okay?
That's true.
Is that all?
In season 35, when that's all we talk about.
That's right.
How old are we going to be?
We're going to be Bobby's age by the time.
I haven't even worked out whether we're getting ahead of, you know, whether we're catching up or not.
Whoa.
Yep, it's the steak. It's the...
Right about that.
How did he know he wasn't Bobby?
Or he is.
I mean, I called it. It wasn't Bobby, but...
Yeah, I didn't think he was, but...
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know. How did you figure it out?
Well, maybe I was wrong.
Well, I guess a human
probably...
Yeah,
Bobby. Yeah.
Good call.
Maybe Bobby wasn't there at all, though.
Why would he go to hell just because he got shot by a burglar?
Because he made a deal.
But, all right.
We'll give you lots and lots of sugar.
Oh, he's right about that.
Yeah.
Trickster is actually helpful in this episode.
Yeah, he is.
Dean, shut up. That song is awesome.
Clowns or midgets?
The end. Wasn't that fun?
That was fun. I agree. And also the trickster's totes right. But
what was
too bad you couldn't have been watching this episode with your girlfriend.
I know.
All right. Well, I'm not going to ask questions that I have until next week.
That's for next week. Yes.
Yay.
So thanks for joining us, Heidi.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was lots of fun.
And we hope you guys will join us next week for a proper review of Mystery Spot. And until then, this is John.
And Paul.
And Darcy.
And Yvette.
And Heidi.
And we'll see you guys next week. Happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
You have been listening to the IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/IdgitCast. Email us at IdgitCastPodcast@gmail.com. Please use the episode title in the subject line. You can call our voicemail line, 206-309-9389. Please name the episode early in your message. The theme song for the IdgitCast was written and performed for the show by Borrowed Trouble, and the vocalist is Allie Jones. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. The closing music you are hearing right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan and is used by permission. Find more music by Jack, as well as humor, fiction, discussion, and a variety of other goings-on at jackmangan.com, home of the Deadpan Podcast. Would you like to hear more from the hosts of the show? You can find John Pavlich on CastleCast, also from QuadrupleZ.com, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Yvette can also be heard on Investigating Mars, also at QuadrupleZ.com. And you can also hear Darcy and I on the Ghostlight podcast, an introcast for the television series Slings and Arrows, at QuadrupleZ.com. Like this could never